It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today for this study. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6. We're going to begin reading with the 9th verse, and so please open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and that would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it is area code 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study, because we're going to enjoy a wonderful study today in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? The white robes were given unto them, every one of them. And it was said unto them, that they should rest yet a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the hair and of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heaven fell upon the earth, even as the fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken in a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bond and free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks and the mountains, and said unto the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. And for the great day of his wrath is come, who shall be able to stand? Let's begin with prayer after we've started this wonderful study today. Father, just please guide and lead us. We just thank you for the opportunity to enjoy this time together, to come, to read your word, to study your word, to fellowship you with you. It is so wonderful, dear Lord. So please that you would help us, guide us, and lead us, dear Lord. It's so important that each day that we come, that we enjoy your word, every day that we enjoy your word, but especially when we get the chance to come together as we are today. Just guide and lead us. This is such a sad statement here when we see what is going on and what has happened to these folks. And so please, dear Lord, I just ask that you'll touch every heart and guide and lead us, Lord, as we study today. Those that do not know you as their Savior, they have not personally asked you to come into their heart to save them. They believe, but just with their mind, with their head, and not with their heart. Please, today, they call upon you and desire that salvation that you offer. And Father, please, I just ask that those that are saved, that have asked you to come by faith, that today they would grow and be more powerful and stronger for you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at these verses of Scripture here, and we start down through this wonderful study, we find that when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they had. And then the statement comes, how long is what they cried out in the 10th verse. And so I just ask that you really, really look at this and enjoy this with us today. John saw under the altar the souls slain, for John heard their cries, the Scripture says. Now, don't miss that. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain by the word of God and for the testimony that they held, and they cried with a loud voice. And he heard the words, "How long?" These martyrs did not pray as Jesus prayed. As Jesus prayed and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You can find that in Luke chapter 23, verse 24. And take a minute to go there with me so that you can see what is going on at that time. Please, Luke 23, and we're going to look at verse 24. Luke 23, 24. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we see as they come to the place and to the time, that it is so sad that they hold themselves responsible. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus is at hand. He just does not want them to be held responsible for what is going on. And isn't that something, how that he would say such a thing and not allow the you and I, our minds would be so strong and we would be so angry, and because of what was going on, there was nothing that the Lord had done to deserve this, and yet he did not want that to be against them. And so it is, I said 23, 24, it is actually 23:34. And then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also who also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be the Christ," hanging on the cross, and yet he could pray such a prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But at this time in Revelation chapter 6, they want to know, God, when's judgment coming? Now there's another, and that is when Stephen was being stoned. And let's look at Acts chapter 7, verse 6. The Lord Jesus, while he was being crucified, said those words. Acts chapter 7, verse 60. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is while we find Stephen getting stoned to death for his testimony, for standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he says the words, "Lord, lay not this in their charge." Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 6. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The Lord Jesus was God, and he was crucified because he was God. The world is so wicked. Stephen had the testimony, proclaimed the word of God, and was stoned to death. Both of them, one said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That was the Lord Jesus. And the second was Stephen in Acts chapter 7, verse 60. And they said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." What's changed? Remember, the day of grace is past. The grace that goes that second mile. If they ask for your coat, you give them their cloak. That time has passed. These martyrs are crying as David in Psalms 94, verses 1 through 7. Let's go there. Psalms, the book of Psalms. I hope you know your Bible. I hope that you can go through and find these verses of Scripture. Psalms 94, we're going to read verses 1 through 7. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the Lord of Jacob regard it. David wanted justice, and God brought justice. We sometimes want justice, and God will bring justice without question. He will bring the proper judgment. He will bring justice. Sometimes it's not as soon as we would like. Here, the day of grace that we live in now is past. We know that the meek shall inherit the earth, and they will in his time. These martyrs were killed after the rapture. The day of grace is over. Judgment has come. They wanted justice. How long? How long, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? These martyrs were brutally killed for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The world will become more wicked than it is today during this tribulation period. They were given white robes. The white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. These white robes. Jesus heard their request. He put his stamp of approval on it. But as in many times, the request is right, the time is not quite right. A little longer, he says. A little longer. I will read once again verse 9, 10, and 11, and then we'll get on to the sixth seal. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And the white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. You know, that's hard for us to imagine. God knowing they're going to be killed, brutally killed. And yet, it was because of God's mercy that this took place. Because you see, as they testified of the Word of God, God desired that those folks that hear would be saved. And so they proclaimed the Word of God, even though it meant death. They proclaimed the Word of God. And so please understand that we need to stand for Jesus. We need to praise his name. Stand for the word of God. Don't go to the liberal side. Don't leave the word of God. Don't leave that King James Bible. Don't leave it. Stay with it. Stand on it. Read it. Study it. It's the best. Don't leave it. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Don't leave it. And continue to stay in the true Word of God. Sing those old hymns. All this new age and new music and everything, it brings praise and honor to man, not to God. Oh, you feel good. Oh, it just feels so good to sing those songs, and it just feels so good. Well, I feel great when I serve God, but it's not because of some emotion that's built up in me. It's because of the wisdom and power of God that's within me, and there is a difference. Now we get to the sixth seal. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. The sixth seal is removed. The sixth seal. We have the white horse and the red horse and the black horse and the pale horse. And then we have the fifth seal where we hear the cry of those under the altar that judgment has come and it is coming, and they're desiring that judgment come sooner because they, not justice for them, but they see how these people treat their God, and that's what upsets them. God bring judgment. And God is more patient, and God's grace continues to wait until even more Christians, even more believers, those that stayed true to the Word of God, will die. But God wants to give every opportunity to this lost and forsaken world that they would come to the saving power of Jesus. The sixth seal is removed, and there was a great earthquake, an earthquake like it's never been before. The whole earth went into convulsions. It's not just an earthquake in a local area. It is the whole earth. It's a very, very violent disturbance. Buildings and rocks will just fly through the air. The sun became black, literally. How black? Black as sackcloth. Sackcloth was a coarse black cloth made of hair and as black as soot. And you know, soot is a leftovers after coal is burnt. The chimney sweeps, the residue that the chimney sweeps come and clean up. And if you touch any part of your clothing or your hands or anything with that, it is black. And that is what the sun is going to be like. The sun became black, literally as the soot. The moon became as blood, the scripture says. And this, I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. The moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when a mighty wind comes to shake. They fell sooner than we would desire. They fell early. The heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled up, the 14th verse says, and heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. You talk about a violent storm, a violent earthquake. All the earth shudders. My God is strong. My God is mighty. Today, you hear folks speak of trying to save the earth. Well, we're to be good caretakers of it, but not to the extreme that some would like. Many times it even takes away our freedom because of the way they think and look. And those folks are ungodly folks. They don't know the Word of God. They don't trust God. I don't trust them. I trust the Word of God. God has given us this planet, this earth, to enjoy and to multiply and take care of, and we have, and we'll continue to. But please go to the Word of God to see the truce. Now, there's going to be a storm come. There's going to be an earthquake come that's going to compare with none ever seen before. It is going to be so violent. I don't know if you've ever witnessed someone that's having convulsions, but when they do, it's hard to explain. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. That's what the whole earth is going to be like. The sun's going to be black, the moon is going to be as blood, and the stars are going to fall to the earth. And the heaven depart as a scroll when it's rolled together. Every mountain and every island were moved out of their place. The mountains and the islands were literally will break loose and just move like wood marbles or something that rolls across the floor. When the stars begin to fall and the moon becomes as blood and the sun turns black as sackcloth, and the islands begin to move through the oceans, when the mountains fall and roll like balls across the floor, when these things happen, John witnessed it. He witnessed it all, even though it's to come take place in the future. You see, when God says it, it's just the same as done. So when he witnessed all this that's going to take place, and you say, "Oh, I don't believe it." Well, that's your choice. But it will happen, and it'll happen exactly like God said it's going to happen. Believe it or not, doesn't matter. It is going to occur. It will happen. And again, John saw it. God took John into the future, and he was able to see these things and witness these things. And then verse 15, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand?" Then will all the world know that Jehovah is God. You can deny it. Look at the list. The kings, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men. All will recognize. You say, "I won't. I will not bow down." Yes, you will. You'll desire that the rocks, mountains, said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us." You see, when you see his righteousness, when you see his holiness, when you witness that, and I'm not talking about some man on earth, I'm talking about God. When you see that, you'll realize that that is God, and you don't want to stand in his presence, and you want anything to hide you, and nothing will be able to. What's the list again? Kings of the earth, they will know. Great men of the earth will know. Rich men will know. Captains will know. Chief captains, mighty men will know. Every bond man, every free man will know. All this will be for those that are left behind when the rapture takes place. All this will be for those that rejected the Word of God. It is so simple to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Will you be there? This is something that happens in the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation. And so, depending on how old you are, you could very well witness the rapture of the church. And if you're still here, it's because you did not believe in Jesus. Well, I did. I went to church. I was faithful to the church. I've asked you many times to do what the Word of God says. For whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, shall be saved. Believe in your heart. That's the difference. That's the difference. There's going to be a multitude of people that are going to still be here when the rapture takes place, because it was just in their head. They were serving a religion, not the Word of God. Please look into your heart and say, please, Lord Jesus, save me. Save me. And He will. I plead with you to do that. Look at the list. And all those will be ones that did not heed the call. And you'll be among them if you don't heed the call today. Now, when I say today, God says today is the day of salvation. He doesn't offer another day. You may have another opportunity, but you don't know that. I don't know that. I sure wouldn't risk it. All will be there, will run for their lives. They'll run for the fear of our great God. They'll hide. They'll hide as deep as they can hide from His face. Kings and great men and rulers and captains, bond and free, millionaires, the poorest, the white, the black, the red, the yellow, all men will beg God to cover them and hide them from the face of the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God. They'll be crying out to God, but you see, God the Father won't hear, because the only way you can be saved and have the ear of God the Father is to go through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What you hear today is God's a loving God. What you hear today is, oh, just come and sit on His lap and everything will be all right. Well, what's that scripture say in verse 17? For the great day of His wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? These verses that we've just studied and just read doesn't sound like the preaching of today, does it? My friend, God is love. God is mercy. And God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Please understand. Please understand that God is a just God. And when I say He's a God of love, yes, He is. He loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but see everlasting life. And that's Jesus. God is merciful. God is so merciful. You're still here, aren't you? You're still here. God's merciful. God's grace is great. Because you have rejected the very Creator of this world. And the opportunities and the direction He's given you for salvation, you've rejected to this point. He is merciful. But His mercy will end. And He will become a consuming fire because He's a just God. He can't wink at it. He will not allow it to continue. There'll be a day that it comes to an end. I hope that you understood what I'm saying. This goes on during the tribulation of the church after the rapture, during the 7-year tribulation. Please trust in Jesus today. Today is the day of salvation. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus.